Welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carling, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by VBS Radio, its staff, or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you, after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarley.com, that's drcarley.com, and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. I do consults for people and pets with all autoimmune diseases, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself, for we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The numbers to call in are listed on the bbsradio.com website, Station 2, and include the following. Toll-free USA and Canada, 888-228-4494, toll-free worldwide, 877-489-6350. You can also use Skype at BBS Radio or PalTalk at bbsradio_com. Every week I will answer the question, what's ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction, causing all autoimmune diseases and cancer. Together, we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. It is time for everyone with a conscience to realize that if you don't stand up for the truth, you will fall for any lies. I can only show you the door. You have to walk through it. The question is, how far down the rabbit hole are you willing to go? Do not be afraid, for the truth shall set us free. And as the weak-willed puppets of darkness are being made visible to the public eye through shows such as this, the once feeble calls for cease and desist are becoming the roaring outcry, which will bring about the evolution of consciousness necessary to change everything. The next step in human evolution is to take responsibility for our lives and those in our care, to live in a sacred way, to do unto others and our earth as we would want done to ourselves. Please spread the word about these broadcasts, and remember, as Voltaire said, we are not only responsible for what we do, but also for what we don't do. And as Einstein said, the world is a dangerous place, not because of those who do evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. And that is a very important thing for you to think about, people, because as I always say, silence is consent. So on tonight's show, we are actually going to be answering the question, what's ailing America, with the answer, military tribunals against civilians. And this is a very scary subject, and I have to give Lieutenant Eric Schein the silver medal. I have many thousands of people that have signed up for the updates on my website, and the only show that I've done that has precipitated more unsubscribes is a show that I did about how aborted fetuses are being used to make vaccines. So congratulations, Lieutenant Schein. Many ostriches have put their heads back in the sand because of the blast that I sent out about the show that we're going to do tonight. Apparently, this was a very big challenge to the balance of the people who thought they were ready to hear the truth, but when they realized what the military is doing to civilians, they could not comprehend that or face it. So this is the blast that I sent out. On tonight's show, Dr. Carly's special guest will be Eric Schein, a 46-year-old former merchant marine and whistleblower who is not a member of the military, but is being hauled in front of a full tribunal and being charged with depression. That's right. There are no allegations of misconduct or negligence in his actions while in the merchant marines. Rather, he is being charged with a state of mind and being ordered to undergo a psychiatric evaluation, just like I was after exposing the cover-up of child sex abuse by the very officials in New York State whose job it is to prosecute pedophiles. So I can totally relate to what Lieutenant Schein is going through. The message is obvious. When a person of conscience exposes wrongdoing by agents of the state, their reward, rather than protection under the Whistleblower Protection Act, is to be targeted and removed as threats to the criminal regime in power by ordering them to undergo a chemical lobotomy via forced psychiatric treatment, just like occurred to political dissidents incarcerated in mental hospitals in Soviet Russia. And I gave Lieutenant Schein's website, which is www.martiallaw911.com. Lieutenant Schein is an American hero who has lost everything because he speaks the truth. His plight has caught the attention of the media, including Air America, KPFK, Maria Heller Show, and other stations. He is an outspoken critic of the war in Iraq, the neocon war profiteering regime, and the privatizing of U.S. Treasury assets. In America, one is now considered crazy for going up against the full force and power of the criminals in government. If the people do not rally around and support those who have sacrificed everything for you and your loved ones, the darkness will only get worse. And what you can be sure of is that you will be next. for silence is consent. And once a critical mass of people realize there's nothing to fear, because if you do nothing, you will lose everything. The party will be over for the traitors in the district of criminals. And I just want to mention that starting tonight, we have a sponsor for the show, and that is the Americans Bulletin. And I encourage all of you to check out the Americans Bulletin, which is one of the last bastions of a non-controlled, non-corporate press. Recent issues have carried articles on the planned use of water as a weapon of mass destruction, the true purpose behind the Social Security number, whether or not taxes are legal, how the financial system has been tweaked to make you a slave of the state, and what you can do about it, alternative health, the vaccination issue, and a whole lot more. You can subscribe to the Americans Bulletin by visiting the website AmericansBulletin.com or by calling 541-773-2756. The Americans Bulletin, because you need to know the truth. Only $40 a year, six issues a year. It's a First Amendment forum for free-thinking people, and I just want to let you all know that that is the publication in which our guest, Janet Phelan, occurs on a every issue basis, one of the most important journalists of our time. She is to the media what I am to the medical mafia. So, on that note, let us see if our guest is on the line. Are you there, Lieutenant Shine? Hello? DBS Radio, is our guest on the line? Well, this is no surprise. Apparently, we're having some communication difficulties. BBS, please respond or I will disconnect and call back in the station. Hold on, folks. I'm calling back in. Hello? Hello?
Hello, I'm here. Hello?
Okay. Are we on the air, Alyssa? Okay, I hope we're on the air. Strange things are happening. I'm hearing all kinds of echoes. I'm glad that you're there. Sometimes the whole station shuts down for our show, so that's no surprise.
Well, can you hear me, Dr. Zara?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's fine.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. All right. I know you're on your cell phone because you weren't able to get back to your residence before the show, so there's a little bit of an echo, or maybe there's another reason. But whatever.
No, there's another
reason.
Well,
okay, yeah. I say that with a smile on my face. But we'll continue. If I could, I received a very excellent article from the Magic City Morning Star. I would just like to read this quickly as an introduction to yourself, because your story is so complex, just like mine is, and that's how the minions keep us separated from the people, because just even to tell your story, we would have to do an 8-hour show. And this is how they make things very confusing, and most people that have had a chemical lobotomy because they're on psychiatric drugs or they're toxic from, you know, drinking aluminum in their, you know, aluminum cans and they're taking mercury injections or whatever the case may be. They can't even comprehend what your story is. But this was the best story that I received. Janet Phelan had emailed me a number of excellent summaries of your situation, and this was what I consider to be the most understandable by myself. So it'll take me just like 2 minutes to read this, and then we'll get you on the line to explain how you got in this situation and what you're going to do about it. Okay, and this was published in November 30th of 2007 in the Magic City Morning Star. Lieutenant Eric Shine is a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point in New York, one of five federal service academies, including West Point and Annapolis, where he was trained as federal and commissioned naval officer to build, repair, maintain, and operate huge American ocean-going or deep-sea vessels and protect American assets in the U.S. Merchant Marines, U.S. Navy, and maritime industry. Tab for his education was estimated around $320,000, paid for by the U.S. taxpayers. However, his career was broadsided when he was forced to confront a broad series of federal contracting scams and violations, including graft, collusion, corruption, waste, fraud, abuse, and gross mismanagement in some enormous federal contracts and programs involving billions, that's with a B, folks, billions of dollars. He has gone to great lengths to bring forth critical information in regards to maritime civil defense and national security concerns and seek correction, first by contacting authorities in the executive branch, and specifically former Secretary of Transportation Norm Mineta, then moving quickly to Congress and the Senate, and more finally seeking correction before our own independent judiciary within Article III proceedings by filing civil actions in the United States District Courts to correct the matters and seek redress. Sorry for the noise, my dog wants to play. Okay. In direct response and retaliation, the newly created Department of Homeland Security, through use of the U.S. Coast Guard as a new branch of the military, filed an executive branch Article II counter-complaint and literally pulled Lieutenant Shine out of civil court into a military tribunal, detaining him in a miasma of legal mumbo-jumbo proceedings for the last 5 years in order to stifle him to cover up the magnitude of the corruptions and the high-ranking levels of those involved. The U.S. Coast Guard, which is... Yes.
Okay.
Did you want to comment on something?
Well, yeah, a couple things.
Okay, go ahead.
In the proceedings that they have me in right now, they're charging me for vessels that I was working on as a federal maritime officer, graduate of King's Point, that the time in service as a civil servant, federal maritime officer, counts for my naval commission and upgrades in pay, rank, and grade, which is only activated in when I'm on active duty training, you know, a couple weeks a year. A lot of times we get that waived if we're actually on a ship. Or in a time of declared war by Congress, we come under the Department of Navy, as the Coast Guard has for the very longest period of time as well. And that goes to issues of not just civil defense, but national security that are intertwined and inseparable. But in these proceedings, they're ignoring any and all of that, that I actually went to a military academy. They're ignoring my naval commission. They're ignoring that. They're saying that I am and continue to be acting as a federal officer within these proceedings, but then they're declaring me to be a civilian openly, which goes to, you know, and this is one reason why people should be concerned about this, is that they're using these proceedings, and if and when successful, these proceedings can be used then against any and all civilians, and they're denying me pay, medical benefits, legal aid, you know, even more normally, a naval officer who comes under proceedings like this, a general, special, or summary court-martial, that's what they're trying to do, is court-martial me as a civilian, but more normally, individuals like Lieutenant Watata, who's spoken up against the war and wouldn't serve in Iraq and said he'd serve in Afghanistan, and they've gone after him, he continued to receive his pay and medical benefits and legal aid. He was presumed innocent and was actually provided JAG counsel. They've played a bunch of games. He actually went into federal court and, I guess, stopped them from, you know, basically prosecuting him under double jeopardy and prosecuting him twice for the same thing. And that's all kind of died down with him. But in my situation, we've got a branch of military using defense dollars in this program called Legal Warfare or Lawfare, where they're using it to prosecute me as a civilian to create really bad precedents, to overturn U.S. Supreme Court case law, the Constitution as to separation of powers between civilians and military, not only Posse Comitatus, which came out from after the Civil War, but U.S. Supreme Court case from even the Civil War, which was Corinne. Corinne was actually from World War II. I'm trying to think of the case law. Oh, it's Ex Parte Milligan, which was U.S. Supreme Court case law, that said that what President Lincoln did during the Civil War and suspension of habeas corpus, which ties into these military tribunals, was unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court has ruled the same thing. They try to use the cover of war to impose the military upon civilians so they can do anything and everything they want.
Well, that's why I wanted to read this article, because your story is so complex, because you are a commissioned officer in the U.S. Navy, but yet they made you a civilian, and then
right, they,
as a
they
civilian,
actually discharged me. They discharged me a month and a half after they brought the charges against me, which means there's not supposed to be any reduction in pay, rank, or grade, regardless of whether I'm reserve or in a special unit. They're not supposed to do that, and they did that specifically so that I could not have counsel to defend myself in here. And what's even more disturbing is they're trying to prove somehow that I'm medically, mentally incompetent to cover up the whistleblowing, the underlying civil complaints from federal district court, violations of separation of powers where they've used a branch of military and a military tribunal to pull me out of civil court, and more, so that they can now, and they have put out an order, this ALJ, Administrative Law Judge, he's a ex-Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander, he's a presiding officer over this or whatever, and you have to understand, these are all executive branch officers, they're not part of the judiciary, but what they're doing is acting as judge, jury, and executioner, investigation, citation, prosecution, you know, adjudication, they're carrying on all forms of the government within one department.
Well, your story is so ridiculous. I mean, the fact that you were a naval officer and then they decommissioned you, made you a civilian, and then as a civilian pulled you into a military tribunal, charged
right.
you with being depressed. Wait, let me just finish, because this is very important for the listeners to realize. If you have a mental illness, by definition, you are not capable of defending yourself. And this happened to me also. In my medical board hearings, I was charged with having a delusion of conspiracy, which is a quote-unquote mental illness. However, I was not allowed to have a lawyer come into the room. I did not want a lawyer to defend me, but I did have a lawyer who I had paid to come in to help me, advise me during the proceedings, because once they have their whole group of individuals against you, even just taking notes is a formidable challenge as you're answering questions, et cetera, et cetera. So by definition, if you have a mental illness, you cannot represent yourself. But yet I was forced to do so, and Lieutenant Chine is put in the same position. And
a violation of the Fifth Amendment, though, because you're being forced to, you know, it's compelled testimony, or you're being forced to testify against yourself because they're forcing you to be your own counsel. And worse, you're paying your tax dollars for all portions of the system except your own defense. So they're selectively deciding that we're going to use our tax dollars for the judge, the courtroom, the prosecution, even the education of the prosecutor, the guy who was the citing officer, like a police officer, Lieutenant Tribole. He went away to law school in the last 5 years. He's now become the prosecutor in the legal division, taken over the case, moved the entire case file. And I think these guys would love to hold on to me long enough so that he could become the judge and then possibly even the appellate body and becoming the commandant and admiral so he could hear all steps of the case and be the not only the citing officer but the prosecuting officer, eventually the judge, and even the appellate body at some point. I mean, that's the kind of game these guys are playing right now.
Well, apparently this Mr. Tribello has sold his soul for cash. Obviously, he has a extreme hard-on for you, and he's made it his career to bring you down.
Well, it's not just him. And this goes very high into not only Admiral Collins, Admiral Loy, who moved into the TSA and was interim Homeland Security Secretary when they were looking for Tom Ridge's replacement, but also Admiral Crea, the current Admiral Allen, and it's important to note, I mean, the kind of stuff that's going on, you don't prosecute somebody if they're injured. Somebody loses a leg, you don't charge them with that. Somebody gets injured on board a ship, you don't charge them and then prosecute them for falling through a hatch. I mean, it's just, it's insane. But the only type of people that do that kind of stuff are Nazis. And I hate to use that term. But when you start looking, when you start looking at some of the people that are involved, like Thad Allen, he's married to Pamela Hess of Hess Oil, back east, and she's related also to Rudolf Hess, who was the deputy Führer to Adolf Hitler. And you can't ignore that type of parole evidence, and then also the fact that, they named the very first two vessels coming out in this destroyer, well, it might as well be a destroyer class. It's a national security class cutter, for the Coast Guard. The very first two vessels are named the Bertholdt and the Vosch. Two good German names. And nothing against any German Americans, but these guys are not acting like good Americans because they're violating the Constitution and rule of law and due process and any level of humanity or humane, you know, actions and treatment. That our country is well known for.
Well, anyone that knows about Project Paperclip knows that the Nazi scientists especially were brought into this country after World War II to continue their experimentation, their mind control experimentation, and all of their DNA manipulation and other things that they continue to do to this day. So that's an obvious fact, but what you're talking about is so distressful to the American consciousness that somebody like yourself that would come forward and say, look, I've seen some things happening as I was serving this country that are not acceptable, and I'm going to report them. And suddenly, from being a plaintiff against these individuals that are corrupt and committing untold violations of misconduct, you become the defendant. Now, please tell the listeners, how did they charge you with a case of depression? I mean, just like you said, you can't...
That's what they charged me with.
Right. Well, obviously, anybody that's gone through what you've been through and what I've been through and what many people have been through trying to stand up for the truth, yes, you're going to get a little bit depressed on occasion. But how did they even come up with such a ridiculous reason to prosecute you as to the fact that you're being depressed?
Because they couldn't find anything else. Even with all the torturous violations of civil rights, contractual rights, due process, and more, they usually try to get people, they act against them, they fire them, they play a bunch of games, and like on board a ship, a lot of maritime officers, they tear up their room, get all angry, and then they charge them with that and say, oh, that's what we were talking about. And then they would go ahead and charge them in advance and then wait until they would do something and, you know, push and provoke them into doing that. Like even to the point, I've been attacked on board vessels and stuff going back to 1995, and the Coast Guard's involved in this. And the Coast Guard is acting as a preventions department or risk manager, not just for the United States and federal agencies and departments that employ federal maritime officers under the American flag and on shipping articles that are agreements with the United States, but they're actually using it to protect domestic corporations, shipping companies, and many of these are shell companies, but to protect foreign interests as well. Many of these shipping companies are owned and controlled not just by foreign corporations and foreign individuals, but they're owned and controlled by foreign governments like Singapore. And you start to realize, you know, just what our government is up to. And that a lot of this is to tear down our government from within to make, you know, any public servants who want to do their job and stick up for the Constitution and rule of law, and not just for themselves but others, are coming under attacks intentionally. This is all being orchestrated. And this is a lot of this, if you start to look, and I bring up the issue of Nazi Germany, much of this, you know, this goes back hundreds of years in world history. They're trying to rewrite our Constitution and prove that fascism is the you know, basically what won in World War II. If you look at, you know, T-Mobile, that's a German corporation owned and controlled by the German government. That's a cell phone carrier. We have these two vessels coming out named the Bertholdt and the Vosch. We have an Austrian governor whose father was an SS officer, you know, Schwarzenegger. We have a German Pope now. You know, and I'm Roman Catholic, went to Catholic grade school and high school, but I started looking at all this stuff, and you can call me a doubting Thomas if you want, but at some point you start adding all this up, you know, naming these two vessels, the Bertholdt and the Vosch, and you look at things like Bertholdt, that name came from the first U.S. Coast Guard Commandant. He was drummed out of the Naval Academy. He was court-martialed out of the Naval Academy, ends up in the life-saving service, and then turns that into this de facto Navy from the U.S. Coast Guard, this new and special branch of military. He's the one who set it on this course. But he was also knighted by the King of England in the early 1900s. And then you have people like Ronald Reagan, who's getting lip service for so long. He was knighted by the Queen of England. So was George Herbert Walker Bush, knighted by the Queen of England. Colin Powell, Schwarzkopf, Giuliani, who's running for president, Kissinger, Greenspan, and others. And you start adding all this up, and you don't get knighted by the Queen of England as a Nobel Peace Prize. It's the exact opposite. It's for service to the Queen and subjugating other countries and other people.
Yeah.
And, you know... It's insane. It's absolutely insane what is going on, and people need to wake up to it. It's history repeating itself. They're trying to recolonize and use, you know, NAFTA and CAFTA and SHAFTA and World Trade Agreements and IMF and all this other stuff and do it under the economy. And even Rothschild said back in the 1700s, I care not who makes the laws for a country so long as I control the economy. And look what's going on. Look what we're fighting right now in our economy and who's in charge.
And that's what's so hard for the average American person is to realize, because this is so huge. You can't even comprehend such evil.
Well, and that's so that some people put ruling or property or, laying claim to, because, when we formed the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, it was literally a bankruptcy document saying to the European powers, screw you guys, you don't own us, and you don't own this land and property and resources anymore, we do, and we do it under a rule of law rather than a rule of men. And what's happened is our Declaration of Independence has been subverted, corrupted, and they've, basically tried to come in and say, oh yeah, and it's taken hundreds of years for this to occur. But they've set up systems, whether you want to look at the Federal Reserve System, the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, there's good books on this. The Creature from Jekyll Island is one. Not just that, but if you look at the War Powers Act, and, there's been issues of this. Even Ron Paul's been bringing this up, and I'm not a big Ron Paul supporter because he wants to privatize everything. I believe in a balance between public trust and private trust. The best way to manage costs and things on the private sector, the private side, is to have a public sector that is run at cost with no profit margin incorporated into it. And what that does is it acts as a check and balance against the private sector from starting to increase their profit margin too much, because then people can just move back to the public sector. Problem is these guys are trying to privatize everything and move us back into a feudal state, of kings, queens, and guillotines. And they're literally ready to pull out the guillotines and start to, they're doing it right now administratively and medically, and using licenses as leashes. But they're ready to really clamp down. And if you look at all the legislation that's been passed by Bush in the last, some of it has been passed by Bush, by executive order, but by Congress in the Warner Defense Authorization Bill, the Military Commissions Act, H.R. 1955, S.B. 1959, and I ask people to look these up because they are resurrecting the Insurrection Act, the Alien Act, the Sedition Act, and laws that were passed and found to be unconstitutional to some regard. But they're also trying to do away with, and Senator Warner has been a big advocate in destroying posse comitatus that prevents the military from not just doing the bar is drawn at police enforcement, meaning that they're not supposed to arrest. They can only arrest and detain, and after that they have to let go. They're not even supposed to try people or charge them. But what these guys are doing now under the Coast Guard and Homeland Security is carrying on military tribunals of federal and military officers, individuals like myself. In my situation, they're hiring me to be a civilian, though, to try to strip me of as much as possible. But once they are successful, they can use this as precedence. And the only reason I know a lot about this is because I have been trained as a military officer. And I know and understand under the uniform of military justice that any and all branches of military, special or otherwise, are not supposed to use defense dollars one penny to go after civilians, period. And that's what's going on, and that's what's scary, because it shows for the last 4 or 5 years or more, we've been living under a military dictatorship, under military law, and that's Napoleonic law, and that means that we are all guilty until proven innocent. Go to Mexico and get in an accident and see what happens to you. You get thrown in jail until you can buy yourself out or prove that it wasn't your fault from inside prison.
So that's where we're going to in this country. I mean, basically, we're there already, but it's not quite as obvious.
Right. They're going after select individuals not only to create precedents, but to shut them up about huge changes. Like in my own situation, they've privatized our entire merchant marine. 97% of all cargo coming into and leaving the United States is now carried on foreign flag vessels. President Bush wants to turn over port security, scanning of cargo coming into containers, and, you know, this hasn't gotten much play in the press, but he wanted to turn it over to Hutchinson Whampoa, which is a Chinese corporation that was run by the CEO and president of it, was the second in command of the People's Liberation Army, which is a radical right wing of the Chinese government. And China has been a protectorate, you know, not just Hong Kong, but you can look to Singapore and I don't know how many other places, India as well and other countries, under royal crown rule of England. And what's happened is that there is this battle between Austria, Bavaria, and Germany. You know, we have an Austrian economist now in the form of... Bernanke, running the Federal Reserve. And you start to look at all these people who have this, you know, old Europe background and follow their lineage, and you see that whether they're moles or they just think a certain way, they are doing everything and anything to subjugate the American people, have us bend our knee. And the corporations are this new feudal state that they're using to, just like castles in the olden days. Walmart comes in an area. It removes the money that night from every store and sends it back to corporate. That is not profit making. That is profit taking. And there's a big difference because that money is not put into a local bank and invested in the local community.
Well, I just want to highlight something that you said because it's so important in terms of what's happening on with the cargo vessels. People don't realize that 90%, 95% of our cargo goes by ship. So we are a maritime country, and we've always been one. And the fact that the Chinese corporation that you mentioned, Hutchinson Whampoa, is being allowed to control a lot of this cargo shipping, etc. Not to mention the fact that our country is already bankrupt. A lot of people don't realize this, but we are bankrupt, and China holds most of the, the dues that we owe. I mean, if they wanted to collect on all the money that was owed, our country would go out of business tomorrow.
Yeah, no, but
and
you,
so
under-
the pe- go
you
ahead.
Understand though. It's not China who really owns that debt, and it's not our technology and our jobs and our industries moving to China. China is working with individuals in our own country, in our own government, in our own corporations, who are stealing U.S. Treasury assets and private assets through bankruptcy courts, through people losing their homes. You know, if you put $100,000 down on a $500,000 home today, they may steal that from you overnight because all of a sudden your home is worth $400,000 or less. That equity that you had in the home is gone. You know, it's not a piggy bank anymore where you can put money into it and invest it. And what's happening is these people are moving everything out of the country to shell it out, crash the country just like they did to Germany and even the USSR, and then come back in with the money that they've stolen from both private interests, private trust, public trust, and then reinvest it, recapitalize it in this country, and become the new modern-day robber barons. More so than what they're doing now. If you think it's bad now, you wait.
But Eric, the fact is that they're allowing this to happen. I mean, how on earth could the people that are elected representatives, and I laugh as I say that word, in the District of Criminals, how could they be allowing this to happen? And what
can
the people do?
They're all benefiting from it. Every single one of them needs to be removed from office as quickly as possible. Impeachment, not just Bush and Cheney, but others.
Treason.
And you got to understand what's at stake, because what they're trying to do is, if there is no more United States, there is no more republic, there is no more, you know, one of the things that Cheney has commented on is that, you know, the problem with governments is they don't go away. And he's talking about, you know, like corporations. You can vertically integrate them into another corporation and bury corruptions, or you can declare bankruptcy and burn the paperwork after. In bankruptcy courts, it's supposed to be 2 years. They destroy the paperwork. What they're doing is they're preempting it, and they cover all kinds of stuff up. And you can see what's going on with Arthur Anderson, you know, Enron, WorldCom, Global Cross, you know, all these scandals. And the Department of Defense owns 66 million acres worldwide. And this is just a tip, a very small pinhead of the amount of wealth that the United States owns, both publicly and privately. And what they want to do is, if there is no more United States in name, just like there is no more USSR, all treasury assets are up for grabs, and whoever turns off the lights to the republic gets to decide where all this stuff is going. And they're already moving it into private hands and out of the country. And that 66 million acres alone that's owned by DOD is worth trillions of dollars. It's worth trillions of dollars. I mean, it's almost priceless. It's not just the land and the timber and the water and other resources that's on top of this land. It's the gold and uranium and silver and copper and gold and oil underneath that land.
Yes. Yeah. I agree with you, but see, one of the things I like to do on this show is give people solutions, because that's why so many people unsubscribe, because they're getting so scared and they become ostriches. So
they can't. They have to get involved. This is life or death.
I agree with you. But what you said, and I agree with you totally, we have to charge these people with treason. But how do we charge these people with treason? Who do we go to? They're all involved. They are all
at the bottom. You start at the bottom and work your way up. They went after DeLay. They got Cunningham. There's all sorts of other people that are going after, and there's good people in public service, not only in the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and other places, that do their job. And you can see this. Right now, there's over 28 congressmen and senators from the Republican Party who have opted out of running in the next election. What's his name?
Wow.
Senator Trent Lott, who was a real scumbag. This guy, you know, he wrote a book, Herding Cats. He should have, you know, wrote a book called Herding Sheeple. This guy's claim to fame was that his daddy was a pipe fitter. Not that he was a pipe fitter, and he was no friend to either maritime labor or the American people. He sold out more people, and now he's leaving his office early. They're waking up themselves. Why do you think they're passing this legislation, like much of it I cited? Because they are afraid of us. They know that
right.
The American people have caught on, and that we are very, very angry.
Yes.
And that there may not be forgiveness for some of these people.
Yes. But that brings up the fact, see, a lot of people are looking to Ron Paul as a solution. And I do know that a lot of the elections that have already happened have been corrupted, and that in many cases Ron Paul was actually the front runner, and his votes were given to other candidates, and he's actually going to court about these things. So I'm sure that's going to be disturbing to a lot of our listeners.
See, that's
you don't
part
look
of the problem,
Ron Paul as a solution.
But that's part of the problem, is we shouldn't look to an individual. We have to look in the mirror. We have to look to ourselves. We are as much a problem. You know, you mentioned this in your own show. If we do nothing, we're part of the problem. We're complicit.
Yes.
You know, but when we decide to act, and whether it's writing a letter, picking up the phone, complaining, carrying a sign, Anything and everything that you want to do, getting more active, starting a website, getting your voice out there and getting heard, or helping and support whistleblowers or even people like yourself on your show, it goes a long way. Every little action, positive action that you take, is heard. It reverberates throughout the world.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But what would you say to the people that support Ron Paul? You don't think that he is a solution?
Personally, and you know, keep supporting Ron Paul, but you've got to look to yourself and others. You can't look to one individual. What if Ron Paul drops out tomorrow or has a heart attack or something happens to him? Where does that leave you? You have all your eggs in one basket. Beyond that, though, I personally have problems with Ron Paul because he wants to privatize everything, which goes into this New World Order movement and the dissolution of the Republic, to basically sell off all Treasury assets. And there has to be a balance between what is public, a public trust, and what is private. And at some point, we used to have antitrust laws in this nation for a reason. Guys like former Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, he's a billionaire. His father and brother stole billions of dollars from Medicare and Medicaid through HCA and Columbia. They had to pay back $1.7 billion with a B. That's a fraction of what they stole. Bill Frist is the kind of guy that he goes into the Senate, the good Christian doctor that he is, quote-unquote, or as he's putting out to people, and he's not either a good doctor or a good Christian, and he fights to do away with the Paris Hilton tax, the estate tax, the death tax, because he stood to inherit billions of dollars that have been stolen from the U.S. Treasury from his recently deceased father. Those are the kind of people that we have in the House and the Senate. And every one of these rascalians, these carpetbaggers, these charlatans, needs to be removed from office and chastised from private life as well. They need to be put on, you know, Devil's Island as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you. But how do we do that? As citizens, how do we do that?
Make the conscious decision that you're going to join the effort in making a difference in what is going on and participating in your own government. Our own government will only do its job when we carry on oversight of our own government.
Yes. I agree with you totally. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it takes people to decide, I'm not going to take it anymore. It's like the old the movie, Broadcast News or whatever. You know, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And at some point, you have to decide to become active, to become part. Don't stick your head in the sand. It's like the 55 or 60 people that you said unsubscribed because they didn't want to hear that our government is carrying on military tribunals here in the United States of American civilians. And this has been going on for 4 or 5 years. It's worse than that. The Coast Guard is setting up a program now. They're actually documenting private vessels, yachts, sailboats, you know, motorboats, whatever, speedboats. And rather than the fees going into your DMV for the state, they're going to fund a branch of military and being collected by a branch of military, a special one at that, that can collect taxes as well. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They're going around Congress entirely and appropriations and statutes, setting up the laws, rules, and regulations to do anything like this. They're also impoverishing the states and their ability to, you know, have highways and bridges and improve upon waterways and more. These are attacks upon our country.
I totally
they cannot be seen in any other way.
Yes, and that is my message to people, and my particular message involves health. Because I deal with the health issue and the fact that inoculations are the true weapons of mass destruction causing all autoimmune diseases and cancer. And once people's health has been destroyed, you see, they have no choice but to sit on the couch and beg the government to give them a handout. Oh, I'm disabled, so please give me some money. And I'll succumb to any standards that you request me to go through. You know, any drugs you want me to take, if you want to label me a mental case, I'll take your drugs. This is what people are doing. And this is how they're actually causing the people to become unable physically to stand up for what's right. And once they stand up for what's right, on the health level, and once they regain their health, and once they're able to see, you see, they're not able to open their eyes. This is all so painful. They can't handle it. And so many people are selling out their progeny. Their children are going to inherit a world, as I oftentimes say, it's either going to be Thunderdome or the Water World, if you've seen those movies, depending on which way the environment goes. That's where we're going, because Well, they have no conscience. The individuals in charge have no conscience. So we must, as a people, each individually do what we must do, what our spirit guides us to do, on our own level, whatever it may be, to spread the truth to others, to wake others up. The people who continue to keep their heads in the sand, they're dead. They're going to take the bird flu vaccine, whatever the case may be. They are basically sheeple waiting to run off the cliff. So those people I don't waste my time with. But that's the level that we're at. Would you agree with that?
The single-payer health care is an issue right there that people need to wake up about, too, because what they're trying to do is look what they're doing to me and look what they've done to you. They're trying to make it easier for the government and the corporations to use the medical industry to take people out of jobs, to take and steal their pensions, to steal their right to work, to gain access to their medical records without warrant, without probable cause, and have a single source where it's much easier for them and they don't have to go to a bunch of different doctors and fight this. They can go to one source and grab and take all your medical records, even falsify them if they need to shut people up who might blow the whistle or who might challenge their authority, because this is the same thing that happened in the time of Christ. This is a biblical record or whatever, what the Romans did, is they went in and killed all male children 2 years and younger. And that's exactly what they're doing, is they're coming in and they're attacking our best, our brightest, our strongest, and they're using the systems, you know, to do it, and we have traitors or Trojan horses behind the walls. And their soldiers, their foot soldiers are coming out of the Trojan horse, and we need to wake up quickly, because what we're, you know, even these guys, I can't even believe who's running for office right now, and Romney and Huckabee and McCain. I can't even believe that McCain, bomb Iran McCain, is a front runner. This guy is a warmonger.
Right. Well, I just want to comment on those three. As far as Romney goes, I encourage all of our listeners to get the DVD on the Mormon Church by Truewad, who's been on my show a number of times. The Mormon Church is a secret society. As far as McCain goes, it's funny how everybody's forgotten the Keating Five, of which he was one.
Right.
Yes. And as far as Huckabee goes, he's a big promoter of the Council of Foreign Relations, which is the big problem. This is one of the unelected groups of individuals that runs the world along with the Trilateral Commission. So the elections are a joke. They're basically just knocking off the players that have no relevance, and it's a dog and pony show. That's what it is.
These people are not coming of the people, by the people, from the people. They're being handed to us from the ruling elite, not just of our country, but the ruling elite of the world. I mean, Rothschild alone, the heir apparent to that family dynasty, they set the price for gold twice daily. The heir apparent of the Federal Reserve, Rothschild again, his five sons supposedly are the five families that rule and control the world. If you rule and control, it's like having a tool that everybody needs, money, a weight or means of exchange. They own and control all of it, and they're using guys like Rupert Murdoch and others to come in here and take over the media. I mean, when Murdoch seized control predominantly of the media here in America, he wasn't an American national. How can we allow that to happen? How can our own people that have money and who are old, you know, old money, how can they allow that to happen and not stop it?
Because the sheep are watching Dancing with the Stars and the games, et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to say, Lieutenant Shine, we're running out of time, but I want you to just close with telling the people what can they do for you. I understand that you were ordered to undergo a psychiatric evaluation by the corrupt powers that be. How are you dealing with that? And what?
Well, they called it a mental health examination. They called it a mental health examination. If you paid for it, federal expense. There's no laws, rules, or regulation defining this. And if I have to go under it, any and all federal officers and personnel should have to undergo it. This is supposed to be something
President,
that's standard.
Wait. President Bush has already ordered mental screening for all children in schools. So it's not just you and federal officers. It's they're doing this to Americans in general, and it's starting with the service members that are all being deemed to be having post-traumatic stress disorder, and then they take away their weapons, and all
yep,
the children
yep,
in the
yep.
schools, yes, the children in the schools, and once they're deemed to be mentally ill, they can be put on psychiatric drugs. So what are you doing to fight this, and what can the people do to support you?
Well, I need some help and support. I'm fighting this pretty much all on my own right now, is getting the word out, contacting Congress and the Senate, making a stink about it, raising the issue, calling into radio programs to let them know about what's going on, and asking that they cover this and even bring it up on call-in radio shows, radio programs. Get the word out, because, the hot seat that I'm sitting in right now may be vacant very soon, and you may be in it next. And the only way to stop it is not by sticking your head in the sand. It's by doing something and confronting it while it's at my doorstep before it gets to yours.
Amen. I totally agree with you. And that's one of my biggest frustrations, is how many people will call me up and say, oh, Dr. Carly, you're my hero. I'm so glad you're out there doing what you're doing. It makes me want to throw up. Yeah, well, I'm doing what I have to do. I'm telling the truth. If you do nothing, if you sit there and wait for me to do something, then you're doing nothing. And that's not going to contribute to the powers that need to, expose the truth to everyone. Because we will reach critical mass eventually if enough people are forced to see what's happening. Once they realize that it's coming to their doorstep next, that's when they will do something. That's when they will act. So
well,
are you going to... I just want to ask you, are you going to submit to the psychiatric exam?
I have a strategy that will lay it, but right now they haven't picked a doctor, they haven't come up with the funding, they haven't done anything as it. This was put out in October of last year. I'm trying to raise awareness as much as possible. I'm doing... TV, radio, everything else, getting out as much as possible and making public appearances so people can see me, so when they try to play this game. But it hasn't gone any further than that. They've been sitting on it for several months now. I don't want to get into what my plans are because I've got several different
That's
ways
fine.
To move. And, yeah, and
That's
I, you
fine.
Know. They can't. See, what they're trying to do is divert me. Instead of having a hearing, they're saying that I'll get a hearing, but I have to go to this doctor first. They're trying to divert
right.
me into a doctor to block me from getting into the hearing. And at some point, they're forcing me or compelling me or ordering me to testify against myself in another hearing, and they want it to be held off the record, no witnesses, so that basically the doctor can summarize it. They could electrocute me if they wanted to and then say, oh, yeah, this is how
he can say whatever
reacted.
He wants.
Yeah.
He can say whatever he wants because that's what he did to me. And I had somebody come with me, and I tape recorded it, and I have documentation of everything. But then when I went to bring that documentation to higher powers, it was not allowed into the record. So you're smarter than me. I basically thought that if I tape recorded everything, I would be safe.
Do that, requested that. They have actually ordered that it be held off the record, which is a due process violation because everything's supposed to be on the record for any higher body to review. And at some point, they're not
right.
supposed to be ordering. The only kind of test that they can get into for a competency test for a license is towards that professional competency. If you're licensed as, say, an engineer, well, here, do some calculations. If you're licensed as a doctor, here, show us your skills or tell us. They can't just come after you and say, well, we're going to charge you with being medically, mentally incompetent. We're going to prove it through the hearing process and then, attack you for 5 years or They have individuals that have been in these proceedings for 10 years.
Well, actually, they can do. I just want to say, because we're out of time, they can do whatever they want, Lieutenant Shine, because everything is corrupt. But we are standing up for the truth and showing people that even though they believe they can do anything that they want, that there are people that are going to stand up for the truth no matter what it takes. And I take my hat off to you. You are a true American hero. I encourage all of our listeners to check out your website, martiallaw911.com. Support Lieutenant Shine in whatever way you can and get the word out there. And you've gotten a lot of media attention, and I'm sure that's one reason why they're getting a little bit nervous about going forward with charging you with depression. So keep in touch. God bless you for what you're doing. There's so many people that are pretending to be heroes but are not, and you are certainly not one of those individuals. And the Creator will reward you for your good deeds. So don't give up. Keep on doing
well,
what you're doing, okay?
And keep doing what you're doing, too. Thanks, Rebecca.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
BBS Radio.